AI. So apparently the single biggest ingredient in the AI you'll use tomorrow might not be real. It's fake, synthetic, manufactured by another AI. And depending on who you ask, that's either the smartest trick the industry has ever pulled or a slow motion car crash we're all just watching happen. Welcome to AI News Blend. I'm your host. Let's get into it. Story number one, synthetic data. If you haven't heard that phrase yet, you will. AI, basically, instead of using real customer records, real medical charts, real driving footage, companies are now generating fake versions of that data that statistically behave just like the real thing, without actually containing anyone's real information. And here's why that's a genuinely big deal. Think about a bank. They want to build a fraud detection model. But real fraud cases are rare, and the customer data around them extremely sensitive. You can't just hand that to an engineering team and say, "Have fun." So instead, companies generate synthetic transactions. AI, same patterns, same statistical fingerprints, zero actual humans exposed. Gartner, a few years back, predicted that by this point, the majority of data used to develop AI would be synthetic. Not scraped, not collected, generated, and it's not just finance. Autonomous vehicle companies are doing this at a massive scale. You cannot safely teach a car to handle a kid chasing a ball into the street by waiting for that to happen 10,000 times in the real world. So they simulate it over and over. AI, NVIDIA has been pouring serious money into this exact idea, building virtual worlds specifically to manufacture the dangerous, rare moments that real-world driving almost never gives you enough of. Here's where it gets interesting. This isn't some fringe technique anymore. It's becoming the default. And honestly, I think that's one of the most underrated shifts happening in AI right now because it flips the entire bottleneck. AI, for years, the constraint on AI was, do you have enough real data? Now, increasingly, the question is, can you generate good enough fake data? That's a completely different game. Takeaway, synthetic data isn't a gimmick anymore, it's infrastructure. Quietly, it's becoming the backbone of how a huge chunk of AI actually gets trained. But here's the thing, while everyone was celebrating synthetic data as this clever workaround, something else was happening quietly in the background, and it's a lot less flattering. AI, there's a term researchers use for this, and once you hear it, you cannot unhear it. Model collapse. The idea is simple and honestly kind of unsettling. If you train an AI on data that was generated by another AI, and then that model generates more data, and you train the next model on that, you're basically photocopying a photocopy. Researchers, including a well-known study published in Nature, showed that models trained recursively on their own generated output start to forget the rare stuff. The weird edge cases, the outliers, AI, the messy, unpredictable parts of reality that don't fit a neat average. Generation after generation, the model's understanding of the world quietly narrows, it gets smoother, more confident, and less correct. And if you're thinking, wait, didn't they just say synthetic data was the future 2 minutes ago? Yeah, I did. Both things are true. That's the uncomfortable part. The risk isn't synthetic data itself, it's treating it like a free lunch, using it as a full replacement for real data instead of a supplement to it. AI. Because if your fake data quietly inherits the biases of whatever seed data trained it and doesn't capture the rare, ugly, underrepresented cases, you're not just failing to fix bias, you're laundering it, giving it a fresh coat of statistical paint and calling it clean. And in high-stakes places, healthcare, fraud detection, safety testing for self-driving cars, that's not a minor footnote. That's the difference between a model that catches the rare fraud pattern and one that's never even seen it, because the synthetic generator smooths it away. So here's my honest take. AI, synthetic data is incredibly useful. I'm not walking that back, but it needs to be treated the way you treat a supplement, not a meal. You audit it, you compare it against real holdout data, you specifically go hunting for the rare cases it might have quietly erased. Anything less, and you're not building AI on reality anymore. You're building it on AI's memory of reality, which it turns out fades fast. Quick hits before we go. Regulators in the EU are starting to push companies to actually document where their training data came from, real, synthetic, or some blend if they want receipts. AI. Startups like Gretel and Mostly AI are building entire businesses around generating safe synthetic datasets for banks and hospitals that can't legally share real records. And somebody on Reddit summed up model collapse better than any research paper I read this week. They said it's like making a photocopy of a photocopy of a photocopy until eventually all you've got left is a blurry gray rectangle that used to be a document. So what's the actual theme connecting today's stories? AI. I think it's this. AI keeps finding clever shortcuts around its own limitations, not enough data, too sensitive, too rare, too expensive to collect. And nearly every one of those shortcuts works great, right up until people start treating the shortcut as the whole solution. Synthetic data isn't the villain here, blind trust is. So next time you hear a company brag that their model was trained on some massive, perfectly balanced dataset, maybe the better question isn't how much data, it's how much of that was actually real. That's your blend for today. I'll see you tomorrow.